Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
few mistakes along the way, it's not over. God put greatness in you, so you gotta release it. How will people know about him if you don't release it? How will people see him in you if you don't release it? How will you be able to testify of his goodness if you don't release it?
Some people who have given up, who have lost hope just because of the few mistakes that you've made. But the Word of God says that there is therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Somehow I feel that I need to emphasize this, that it's not over yet. God put you on this earth for a purpose. He put you on this earth for a reason. And as long as you haven't fulfilled that purpose, you ain't going nowhere. So you might as well get right with God. You might as well fix the things that need to be fixed in you. And then walk to your destiny. No. Don't even walk. You gotta run to your destiny. There's not enough time for you to run, to walk, I mean. There's not enough time for you to walk. Time is of the essence. And the Word of God says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So we need to come together as a body of Christ and declare that we are not backing down. Satan, whatever you bring in our way, we are not backing down. Whatever you think will destroy us, it is not going to happen. We're not going anywhere. We're going to stay right here and fulfill God's purpose and fulfill God's plan and fulfill everything that God wants us to do on this earth. We shall make the name of Jesus great. We shall declare the works of the Lord in our days. We shall declare the great things that he has done. Come on, church of God, bless the Lord. never stay the same. So if you're feeling broken and wounded and in need of God, right now we are in the Spirit. God is doing something in
so much glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchase, oh, of my God. Hallelujah. Oh, of His Spirit. Oh, I'm washed in His precious blood. Yes, I am. Well, this is my glory.
well, all the day long.
Sing it just one more time now. Well, this is my story. My Savior, all the day long. Well, this is my story. Thank God, this is my. Hallelujah. Praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. As we wait for others, let's hear one more worship song. We get into praise and the word.
Right.
This is my story. Good morning once again to those of you that's just joining. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the spring weather, the spring night, not the spring weather, but the springtime. We probably haven't gotten into the nice weather yet, but we praise God that we made it. And we only made it because of him. Never would have made it without him. We went through the winter, and we're now here. It's been 1 year since the COVID-19, and God still has us here. And you're not here just to be here. I'm not here just to be here. I'm here for a purpose. To fulfill God's plans and purpose and to fulfill my destiny. You're here to fulfill God's purpose and to fulfill your destiny. Let us pray. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty move in our lives and over this I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, release your anointing, your power, and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with the Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Open heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings. We bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us continue in prayers. Our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you. Your word says in everything, give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful. Thanks for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. Perfect all that concerns us, O Lord. Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask for mercy. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, our cyberspace, and networks. This radio block over our families, our homes, and ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke a covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, according to Ephesians 6:10 to 18. Thank you for being a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your biddings in our lives. We thank you for an open heavens. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance taking place even as we pray. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, O God. You are worthy of the praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare your lordship over this day. We get under your covering and the anointing of the early rising. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it. We have dominion over the enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord, make the outgoings of the morning to rejoice. Receive your loving kindness every morning. Hallelujah. We receive your loving kindness every morning. Just say, Lord, I receive your loving kindness every morning. In the name of Jesus, it's Psalm 143, verse 8. I want you to repeat it to yourself. Lord, I receive your loving kindness every morning. Lord, I receive your loving kindness every morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, I receive your loving kindness every morning. Hallelujah. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning in the name of Jesus. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Release the beauty. Let the beauty of your holiness rest upon me in the name of Jesus. Pray, Father God, let the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning rest upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning and let it rest upon me, oh God. Let it rest upon my husband, oh God. Let it rest upon my children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the beauty of the of your holiness from the womb of the morning rest upon my grandchildren, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Uriya my son, Dereyako, release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Let it rest upon my children. Let it rest upon my grandchildren. The beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Let it rest upon my spouse. In the name of Jesus, let the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning rest upon each and every one under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Let it rest upon us. Let it rest upon us. Let it rest upon this ministry in the name of Jesus. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Let it rest upon this week in the name of Jesus. Let the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning rest upon us this day. Let your light break forth in our lives as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in the lives of our children. In the name of Jesus, let your light break forth in my life as the morning. Let your light break forth in Ricky's life as the morning. Let your light break forth in Crystal's life as the morning. Let your light break forth in Al's life as the morning. Let your light break forth, oh God, in my husband's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in my life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Pray, pray. Hallelujah. Jesus, scripture of prayers, Psalm 58, verse 8. Let your light break forth. Let your light break forth. Hallelujah. In Apostle's boy life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in my life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth. Let your light break forth in our life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Pray for your family. Let your light break forth in Ricky's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Krista's life as the morning. Let your light, your holy light, break forth in Ricky's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your holy light break forth, oh, in Krista's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your life break forth in Apostle Irving's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your life break forth in Tina's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Tina's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth, oh God. Let your light break forth in our grandchildren's lives as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Kamari's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Makari's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Monica's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your life break forth in Monica's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your life break forth, oh Lord, in Nashelle's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your life break forth, oh God, in CJ's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your life break forth in Jamel's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Nikki's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 58, verse 8, in the name of Jesus, let your light break forth in Perita's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Perita's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Christian's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Joshua's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your life break forth in Zechariah's life as the morning in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in Monica's life as the morning. Let your holy light break forth in my life as the morning in the name of Jesus. According to Psalm 58, verse 8, hallelujah. Let your judgment come upon the enemies, seen and unseen enemies, noon and unknown enemies, morning by morning, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your going forth is prepared as the morning. We pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth, according to Hosea 6:3, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you visit us every morning, according to Job 7:18. Lord, you are waking us morning by morning. You waken our ear to hear to learn, according to Isaiah 50, verse 4. You waken our ears to hear us to learn. In the name of Jesus, we will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. In the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 91, verse 5, Lord, show forth your salvation in our lives from day to day. Lord, show forth your salvation in my life from day to day. Lord, show forth your salvation in my children's life from day to day. Lord, show forth your salvation in my husband's life from day to day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, show forth your salvation in my life from day to day. According to Psalm 96, verse 2, in the name of Jesus, Lord, show forth your salvation in my life from day to day. In the name of Jesus, show forth your salvation in Tina's life from day to day. In the name of Jesus, show forth your salvation in Mandaka's life from day to day. Lord, show forth your salvation in Perita's life from day to day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, show forth your salvation, hallelujah, in my husband's life from day to day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release mysteries to us to bring heaven down to the earth. In the name of Jesus, release mysteries to me to bring heaven down to the earth. In the name of Jesus, we come in agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. The holy angels with the flaming swords are battling on our behalf ahead of time. Our appointed times have been declared by God in the heavens. At sunrise, the dawn will give birth to the will of God, and light will shine upon wickedness to shake it from the heavens. At twilight, our enemies shall flee, and newly fallen foes will await us at our destination. Our destiny is inevitable. O Lord, let our prayers reach you this morning. We command the morning, its ears to open to hear our cry. Let conception take place, that the Holy Spirit prayers will reign and be dispatched upon the earth to do your will. We command the earth to get in place to receive heavenly instructions on our behalf. We command all the elements of creation to take heed and obey. As our prayers resound and the day breaks, the earth shall yield her increase unto us. We declare the first light has come. The first fruit of our morning is holy, and the entire day is holy. We prophesy the will of God to the morning, so the day springs dawn and know its place in our day. We declare the first light will shake the wickedness from the four corners of the earth. The lines are falling on our behalf in pleasant, sweet, agreeable places. We have a secure heritage. We are strategically aligned with the ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. The holy angels are descending and ascending according to the words we speak. Whatever is born or loose on earth is already born or loose in heaven. Revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationship, finances, promotions, and resources that have been demonically blocked are being loosed onto us now. We are contagiously blessed. As we command the morning and capture the day, time is being redeemed. The people of God have taken authority over the fourth watch of the day. The spiritual airways and highways are being hijacked for Jesus Christ. The atmosphere of the airways over us, our families, our church, our workplace, ministry, neighborhood, city, nation, and the world is producing a new climate. This new climate is constructing a godly stronghold in times of trouble. The thinking of people will be conducive to the agenda of the kingdom of heaven. Every demonic agenda, evil thought pattern designed against the agenda of the kingdom of heaven is destroyed at the root of conception in Jesus' name. We come into agreement with the sins as we suffer violence. The violent take it by force. No longer will we accept just anything and everything that is done to us in our days. We declare that the kingdom of God has come and the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. As the sun rises, let it shine favorably upon the people of God. Daily destiny is our portion because we have no thought for tomorrow. We are riding on the wings of the morning into a new day of victory. You separate the night and the day. God, you separate the night and the day. The Lord has given us dominion over all the elements and the work of his hands. He has placed them under our feet. Because we fear the name of the Lord, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. We shall tread down the wicked until they become ashes under our feet. We command to walk in his dominion daily. We decree and declare a new day, a new season, and a fresh anointing. The ingredients of our destiny are programmed into our days, years, and seasons. We bind every evil force that would try to capture our destiny in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over every principality, power, and ruler of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. A sign against the purposes of God for our lives, for our family, for our church, for our city, and for our nation. We bind every destiny thief. We bind every destiny parent, every destiny divorce in the name of Jesus. They are dethroned and dismantled in Jesus' name. We declare they have no influence over our days. Every curse sent against our day is born and broken and rendered powerless and sent to the cross. We displace the Luciferian spirit. We bind every false light bearer in Jesus' name. Our prayers will disrupt dark plans and give our enemies a non-prosperous day in the name of Jesus. We have victory over our enemies every day. Our day will prosper. This is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his name. I think I want to give you some scriptures just for yourself. We said some prayers this morning for you to take and run with it. Some of the scriptures that we prayed. Hallelujah. When we were praying, I want you to look at Job, write it down, Job 38, verse 12. Job 38, verse 12. Psalm 49, verse 14. Psalm 49, verse 14. Psalm 65, verse 8. Psalm 143, verse 8. Psalm 110, verse 3. Psalm 110, verse 3. Psalm 58, verse 8. Isaiah 28, verse 19. Hosea 6, 3. Job 7:18, Isaiah 54, Isaiah 50 verse 4, Psalm 91 verse 5, Psalm 91 verse 5, and Psalm 96 verse 2. What I'm going to do, I'm going to just text them to you along with the scriptures. Take these scriptures and pray them for yourself, for your children, for your family. And sometimes you don't have to, if you don't want to pray, or you can pick one or two of them and use them to pray, amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God. We praise his holy name. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. Oh, God, we magnify your name. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We adore you, Lord. We bless your name, oh, God. We praise your name, oh, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We give you glory, hallelujah. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name. We bless you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, we're going to end. Hallelujah, I want you to meditate on the scriptures. Hallelujah. For this morning, in the name of Jesus, don't forget to read Psalm 27. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord. Father God, hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.